$4 billion on a fleet of trains riddled with problems. You should find out how this happened after a state government inquiry into the new generation rolling stock begins next month. But the state opposition says that'll never happen. Transport spokesman Steve Minikin says the inquiry will be a farce because of the way the government has written the limited terms of reference.
It appears to be a bit of a complete farce because, I mean, you know, Labor have deliberately excluded from the terms of reference, you know, the public hearings. So we've got the situation where, you know, with the terms of reference, it actually states that the Commission may not conduct hearings. I repeat that, may not conduct hearings. So any specific focus is on the initial procurement process, which started, as you said, under Anna Bligh, her government, including when the current Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, was the Transport Minister. That could be a no-show. And, I mean, why all the local tenders withdrew from the procurement process under Labor, leaving only Bombardier-led consortium? So that's something that the Labor, Palaszczuk Labor government like to hark on about. They conveniently forget to tell listeners and viewers that at the end of the day, Bombardier actually pulled out of the tender process. So or whether or not the state government got value for money through the procurement process, that could be excluded. Importantly, why the trains have, you know, been delayed. Further things like important information, how the contract has been managed by the Labor government. We understand the state government may be liable for payments to Bombardier, the lead consortium, but we also know that we don't get, in terms of the terms of reference potentially, when the trains will actually, you know, be delivered. So there's a whole range of things that literally could be left out.
That's the LNP transport spokesman Steve Minikin speaking with me on this radio station on Friday. The opposition says the terms of reference limit the inquiry to just the procurement process under the Newman government and not modifications and delivery under the Palaszczuk government. We did request an interview both last week with Transport Minister Mark Bailey and again today, and were told he was not available. Now, Jeff Trappett is from the disability advocacy group Inclusion Moves. He is available. Jeff Trappett, what's your concern about the NGR train rollout and the terms of reference?
I share the concerns. Evening, Steve. I share the concerns of Steve Minikin on this one. The terms of reference just simply don't go far enough into looking at the issues of how a train was known to be non-compliant by the Labor government and was still able to be rolled out. They're key concerns of the disability sector moving forward, to know that we can trust the Labor government that they won't make this decision again.
Well, should the terms of reference question be re-examined by Anastasia Palaszczuk and her minister, Mark Bailey?
I certainly think that the terms of reference needed to be more widely consulted. I found out about the terms of reference, about the inquiry, through a journalist, and I'm led to believe the LNP wasn't consulted either. So it certainly does seem as though they should have been more widely consulted. For an inquiry to have validity, you need to make sure that the public has trust in the inquiry, and it's just not off to a good foot, not off on the right foot in that regard.
The opposition say that the terms of reference, the way they're drafted, will mean that the decisions made by Anna Bligh's government for the purchase of the trains, or the pre-purchase of the trains when Anastasia Palaszczuk was Transport Minister, won't be heard, and that there won't be public hearings, and that the current issues won't be dealt with. Do you agree with them?
On the issue of public hearings, I like to think I actually have a fairly public voice, Steve, so I'm not so worried about the public hearings. If anyone's having trouble getting their point across in this on this issue, they can feel free to contact me and I'll make sure their voice is heard. There is absolutely no question of that, but I do agree that the scope of the questioning needs to be broad enough so that the public has got faith that the decisions made can't possibly happen again. This isn't just an issue of NGR now. This is an issue of whether governments take the rights of people with disability seriously and their legal responsibilities seriously. We had the minister.
Well, do you think this government takes the rights of people with disabilities seriously then?
We had the minister stand up in estimates last week, Steve, and admit that the Queensland government was looking very unlikely to make their compliance deadlines for station upgrades. So that tells me that this current government has still got a lot of work to do in building up the faith of the disability sector that they're on the right side.
My guest is Jeff Trappett. Jeff Trappett is from the disability advocacy group Inclusion Moves. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. Steve Austin's my name. Given the extremely limited terms of reference, given that there won't be any public hearings, And given the short time period for which the Commissioner, Mr. Michael Ford, will have a chance to issue a report to the government, do you or can the public have faith in the efficacy of the inquiry into the trains at all?
The terms of reference will get to the bottom of some answers. There is absolutely no question of that. I have absolute faith that Justice Ford will get to the bottom of the answers he's been asked, of the questions he's been asked. Unfortunately, those questions just aren't broad enough. For those questions that fit outside of that scope, the disability sector will be relying on the good work of other advocates like Rail Back on Track, who've done amazing work in this space, to get to the bottom of answers that seemed all too hard to government. They're the kind of people that we're certainly working with to make sure that we do a full inquiry, not an inquiry that looks into the answers that government wants to hear.
Jeff Trabert, your group is planning to make a submission to the inquiry.
Yes.
Do you have confidence in the state government or the transport minister under these circumstances?
Given the inquiry is being run through the Premier's through Premier and Cabinet, that does seem rather strange to me that this inquiry has been taken away from the Transport Department and put into Premier's and Cabinet. That certainly would raise a question mark in my mind as to the Premier's feelings on the capacity of the Transport Minister on this occasion.
The Premier, current Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, was Transport Minister under Anna Bligh's government. That would have been the early stages of looking at new trains for Queensland. Do you have any questions arising from that period at this point, at this early stage?
The original tender specifications of what these trains were meant to be is one of the first questions that we need answers. Were these trains designed to be compliant to the federal compliance for disability access? That's absolutely going to be from those very early days.
I appreciate your time. Jeff Trabert, thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you, Steve.
Jeff Trabert is from the disability advocacy group Inclusion Moves. And just repeating, we did request an interview with Transport Minister Mark Bailey last Friday. He was unavailable. We were told that he was unavailable today. And if I heard correctly, we were also told that he would be unavailable for any interview on this tomorrow as well.